synthetic hormone drospirenone, used in Yaz and the generics that followed, is associated with double the risk of blood clotting when compared to earlier oral contraceptive formulas. However, doctors note that the risk with any oral contraceptive is still much lower than the clotting risks associated with pregnancy.
But what the Alexanders discovered next affects more than just women.
If you're taking a brand name drug, you can sue the manufacturer for problems with side effects and death. But she was on a generic drug, so we have no recourse.
In 1992, the FDA started requiring generic drug labels match the brand name versions. The goal? Assured doctors generics were equivalent to brand names. But since then, a series of Supreme Court cases has led to sweeping protections for the makers of generic drugs, including Pliva v. Mensing, where the court ruled you can't hold generic drug manufacturers liable for failing to warn consumers of risk because the generic label is a copy of the brand name, as required by the FDA.
Right now, the law is in a state of chaos where no consumer has any rights at all. Directly against a generic pharmaceutical company. And we're all scratching our heads trying to figure out what to do with it.
Now generics account for 80% of all prescriptions, and the FDA is considering a rule change. It would allow generic manufacturers to update labels independent of brand name counterparts. Family planning expert Dr. Michael Policar says that would help inform consumers about risks sooner. But in the meantime, women need to consider all birth control options.